Myanmar's State Councillor Aung San Suu Kyi arrived in Canberra after the completion of the ASEAN summit in Sydney. She was given a ceremonial welcome at Parliament House, inspected a military guard and received a 19-gun salute. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull had a private meeting with the Myanmar leader about the humanitarian crisis in Rakhine State and encouraged her to find a resolution for the resettlement of the displaced people of the region. The two leaders didn't hold a joint press conference, as visiting leaders often do. Malcolm Turnbull had this to say at the ASEAN summit in Sydney yesterday.
Our goal is to support a peaceful and speedy resolution of the humanitarian problems, the humanitarian disaster, truthfully, that has resulted from the conflict.
Greens leader Richard Di Natale says there's more Australia could be doing.
The Australian government should immediately cease any cooperation with the military of Myanmar. Australia has a relationship with the Myanmar government, and in particular we fund the Myanmar military. Malcolm Turnbull should also show some decency here and indicate that he's prepared to accept Rohingyan refugees. He should accept a standalone intake of 20,000 people.
Approximately 600,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled Rakhine State to Bangladesh after a crackdown by Myanmar's military, which started late last year. Aung San Suu Kyi says the military's clearance operations are targeting terrorists. She's been accused by human rights groups of crimes against humanity, and the United Nations says it bears the hallmarks of genocide. Over the weekend, Malaysia's Prime Minister Najib Razak addressed the crisis directly at the ASEAN summit, while Aung San Suu Kyi sat only a few metres away.
The situation in Rakhine State in Myanmar can no longer be considered to be a purely domestic matter. In addition, the problem should not be looked through the humanitarian prism only, because it has the potential of developing into a serious security threat to the region.
The Islamic Council of Victoria's Adil Salman says it was an extraordinary statement because it's the wrong way to view the crisis. He says the ASEAN summit failed because it produced no public condemnation or statement acknowledging the issue.
There was a great opportunity to actually make a bold statement and to hold a member state to account. And it could not be more obvious what's happening. No one could claim that what's happening in Myanmar is anything other than ethnic cleansing and genocide, wars, so crimes against humanity. And yet they missed that opportunity.
The ASEAN summit ended with the Sydney Declaration. The document, signed by the 10 member states, does commit to protecting human rights in Southeast Asia, but there's no specific mention of the Rohingya crisis.